Hi, good morning and welcome. My name's Martin Booth. I'm a technical product manager. I sit on the marketing team that looks after Configuration Manager, Endpoint Protection, and Windows Intune. So I'm going to take you through a few slides that just kind of set the scene here. Before I do that, can I just get a show of hands? How many people have sat for a presentation that covered some of Windows Intune? I know there's been a couple like the SP1 overview. A good number of you. Okay, I'll keep this fairly light then, because these setup slides we're having across all sessions, just to make sure everyone gets the picture. And then I'm going to hand over to my colleague, Jeffrey Sutherland, from the engineering team, who's going to talk through some of the finer points around device management and what we've done with Configuration Manager and Windows Intune. So Jeffrey's going to do the talking, and the important bit, I get to drive the demos. So first up, I just wanted to kind of talk about this balance that we have. For a long time in the enterprise environment, it's really been about the IT pro having control, the IT pro saying no to the desires of the end users. But more and more, we're seeing this balance emerging where we have the users on the far left-hand side, the users who want access to their applications and their data wherever they are and whatever device they're using. As Brad mentioned in the keynote, a lot of the younger employees entering the workforce these days are seeing bring-your-own-device scenarios as a right, not a privilege. So we're getting more and more pressure within the enterprise environment to make sure that we're enabling our users to have a choice of devices and the means to get access to their applications that they need where they are. Kind of second pillar around the application side is around this unified management. There are many solutions out there for doing device management that address specific areas of mobile device management. But really, what we want to do is take these devices that are out in the cloud, that are trying to connect through to corporate applications, and bring them within the same tools, the same processes, the same infrastructure that you use within your enterprise. So our goal is really to provide that unified management infrastructure. How do we take the existing tools, Configuration Manager in this case, and extend it out to the cloud? Windows Intune is our solution in that space. On the right-hand side, of course, when we offer these users access to their applications from cloud-based devices, devices that you have somewhat less control over than a corporate-owned device, we do need to look at things like how we deal with identity. So we leverage Windows Azure AD to make sure that we can identify the user even while they're out in the cloud. And then some of the technologies around access and information protection. So in particular, things like dynamic access control, IRM, and the RMS technologies for actually securing data, regardless of what device it's living on. So that's kind of the balance we see. It's really about providing users access, but making sure we have governance and control still within the IT pro environment. I'll skip over that slide because I've talked to most of it. In terms of how this looks for Configuration Manager, if we start on the left-hand side, we have our IT pro. You guys are pretty familiar with Configuration Manager, I'm sure. And our goal is to provide you with this single pane of glass, one console that you can use to administer your devices, whether it's your PCs, Mac, other devices in your on-premises network, or whether it's the devices that are out in the cloud. So with Service Pack 1 for Configuration Manager 2012, we introduced this Windows Intune connector. This connector enables you to use Configuration Manager to talk to the Windows Intune cloud management service. So that provides management to the devices that are outside of your on-premise network. And of course, that includes all the mobile platforms, so Windows RT, Windows Phone 8, iOS, and Android devices. So really, it's about providing that connection between the outside world, the cloud world, and your on-premise network. So I'm going to hand over to Jeffrey, who's going to talk about some of the finer points of device management.
Okay, so starting off, we have a few different configurations for getting mobile device management capabilities in Configuration Manager with Windows Intune. First of all, of course, you can have Windows Intune as a standalone. So if you're an organization that wishes to move purely to the cloud, we do have the management of mobile devices through Windows Intune subscription by itself. If you're a company or an organization that already uses Configuration Manager, then the best option for you is going to be leveraging our integrated features, which we're calling Unified Device Management, through managing through Configuration Manager. And as Martin had described, we then connect to the Windows Intune Cloud Service for the actual management of those endpoints, the mobile endpoints. as Martin mentioned, for mobile device management, we're covering, we've added some new platforms through this unified management, Windows RT, Windows Phone 8, iOS, and Android management, and you can see the version-specific requirements there. The capabilities for mobile device management, starting with enrollment, so you can think of this similar to client deployment for managing your Windows devices, your laptops, desktops, servers. So enrollment, which is done over the air, over SSL. We have user-targeted app deployment. We're not going to be covering app deployment in this session. There's another session that does that, but we'll cover the rest of these features. User and device settings policy management. So this is what we used to call desired configuration management. So integrated with that capability on Configuration Manager, being able to define and set policies and target those either towards the user. So for your finance users, for example, you might have a set of policies that you need to apply. So defining a consistent set of policies for those sets of users. Or you might have device-specific policies or policies that you define and just target towards all mobile devices. Device inventory, so we collect information for these devices, both hardware and software information, and I'll cover in more detail some of these things. Remote device retirement, and then remote device wipe. Retirement is removing the management from the mobile device, and then wipe, of course, is in the case that a user is terminated and you need to ensure that your company data is secure, or if the user has lost or misplaced their device, then being able to remotely take care of that situation and eliminate any of your company data that may exist on the device. Oh, and just one footnote. For Android specifically in this release, many of these features are actually only enabled through the use of the Exchange connector. So beginning with Config Manager 2012, we introduced a connector to Exchange, which allowed us to manage by proxy any mobile devices that were connecting through Exchange ActiveSync. For Android, that's how we achieve the inventory settings management and some of these other capabilities. App distribution, of course, is done through our management infrastructure. Okay, so the first one is mobile device enrollment. Again, this is akin to client deployment for setting up your Windows PCs. The entire point of enrollment is to establish mutual trust between the device and your management servers, your management infrastructure. For each of the platforms, there are some differences in how the enrollment process is initiated. For both Windows Phone and Windows RT, there's actually a built-in enrollment client that the user would initiate, and they would perform the enrollment through a native experience on those devices. For iOS and for Android, the enrollment process is actually initiated by connecting to a website. So you would send your users a link to connect to and to enroll their mobile devices. And that initiates that process. As an admin, you have control over which users are authorized to enroll devices into your organization. And you do that through the use of targeted user client settings, which we won't actually show, I don't think, in our demos, but you'll see them in labs and when you're playing around with the Config Manager. The process for enrollment is user-initiated. So once you've granted users the rights to enroll devices, they can do that. Users are able to enroll up to 20 active devices associated with their user account. And there is a hard stop at 20 active ones, so if they wanted to add another one, they would have to disenroll or remove one of those devices before they could enroll another one. It's important to note that from a licensing perspective, the licenses for your Windows Intune subscription allows the user to enroll up to 5. So we actually allow, physically, we allow them to enroll more than that, but from a licensing perspective, it's 5 per user. Enrollment, again, is limited to those platforms that we have native management for settings and inventory, et cetera. So it's going to be Windows RT, Windows Phone, and iOS. And the completion of the enrollment process is, again, about establishing that mutual trust between the client and the server. And so what we do is we'll end up provisioning a certificate for that user. And that certificate is then used for ongoing communications between the device and our management server. Of course, certificates have a defined window where they're valid. So upon expiration or as expiration approaches, we actually do have auto-renewal that will take place silently on Windows RT. And on Windows Phone and iOS, because of the way those platforms have provided these capabilities, the user actually is prompted to initiate the re-enrollment or certificate renewal process. And then I think the only other comment I want to make here is, although most of our presentation is going to be focused on these quote-unquote modern platforms, so Windows Phone 8, Windows RT, iOS, and Android, we do still provide capabilities for management of down-level or older versions of Windows CE and Windows Mobile platforms. For those of you who may have retail devices or other things that you do need to manage as well, those are managed purely through a configuration manager site hierarchy and do not leverage the Intune cloud service. And so Martin gets to do all the fun stuff, so he'll now walk you through enrollment for each of these platforms.
Well, actually, in good demo fashion, as soon as the session started, the internet disappeared for me.
It looks like it's back.
So I'm working on switching over to my hotspot, so if I can ask you, Jeffrey, to go on to the next section and talk through the next slides, I'll switch my device over to the hotspot and we'll come back to the enrollment demo.
Well, fortunately, it's still about enrollment. So let's talk about some of the things that may go wrong or what the user may experience when they have enrollment problems. So the most typical problems that users will encounter when enrolling in, or during enrollment, the most common is that they're trying to initiate enrollment for an environment where you as the admin have never actually set up mobile device management. So if you start the enrollment process on Windows Phone or Windows RT, the device will tell you that you're not authorized to enroll, and that's actually because your organization doesn't have a subscription set up. In addition, there are some steps that you need to take platform by platform for getting management set up. So depending on the platform, there's different requirements about different types of certificates that you may need to supply. For example, with iOS, we leverage Apple's push notification services, and that requires a certificate that's been issued by Apple that'll be trusted by the push notification services that they provide. So if that has not been supplied, you have not set up iOS, then obviously iOS enrollment will not work for the user. And similarly for Windows Phone, you'll have the same sort of a challenge. Windows RT, you actually are able to enroll. There's no requirement for certificates or anything else that you need to set up on the server initially. For software distribution specifically, you do have to have a specific type of what's called a sideloading key to enable the installation of applications through the management product. Second most common problem if a user is trying to enroll multiple devices. So we actually did this as a security precaution to make sure to avoid denial of service type attacks. So we don't allow the same user to attempt to enroll multiple devices in a row. They do have to wait a period of time before they would be able to initiate a second enrollment. Or again, I mentioned that as the admin, you specify which users are authorized to enroll, and so that's another common problem, is a user who has not been authorized to enroll devices will attempt to enroll. And the 20 device limit, of course. I forgot about that one. For Windows Phone 8 specifically, again, I mentioned there is a certificate that needs to be supplied before enrollment would actually work. You do that from the Config Manager admin console. And then similarly for iOS, again, you need to have that Apple Push Notification Services certificate in order to enroll devices. If those things have not been set up, then the system will block the user from attempting to enroll. And then for iOS, if you're attempting to do the enrollment from an older version of iOS, so we support iOS 5 and above. So obviously, if you're on iOS 4 or something before that, you would not be able to enroll. Okay, are you ready?
Yes, should be.
All right, so we'll go back to the demo.
Yep, I've been told internet is back, and it seems to be working on the devices, so we'll go through the enrollment. I've got an iPhone, a Windows Phone 8, and a Surface device here that I can take you through and show you the enrollment experience. So let me start with my Windows Phone device. That's not my Windows Phone. Let me hit the right button. There we go. So I've got my Windows Phone device here. If I go across into the apps list, down into settings, just make sure, yep, we've got Wi-Fi there. Further down in the settings, we now have this option, company apps. So this is where the user goes in to add their company account to their device. I'm going to hit add company account, and I'm going to add Brad in here. And this would normally be your corporate email address. You would set up ADFS to expose your corporate credentials out. DirSync syncs them up to the Windows Azure AD, and then when a user comes to authenticate, Windows Azure AD can go down through ADFS to verify those credentials through the ADFS proxy within your environment. I don't have ADFS set up here, which is why I'm using this on Microsoft.com address. I'll enter my super secret password. Okay. And hit sign in. Now, the other thing that you would normally do is based off the email address. Let me just see if I can get that a bit sharper. Based off the email address, the device will normally go and automatically find the management point. Because I'm not using an ADFS address, it's actually come back and says it doesn't know where the management point is. So I just need to go down here and say, my management point is Windows Intune, which is manage.microsoft.com, and hit sign in. So this will go and look at the credentials, verify them with Windows Azure AD in this case, or with ADFS in a normal production environment, and it will pull back an enrollment token to the device, which verifies the device is a device that we're going to trust. It will then start the management session with the management server, so looking for policy and what applications are available, that kind of information. So it successfully found that. The internet is still up. Good. We've got an option down here to install the company portal. So this is the self-service application that our user is going to use to find the apps that have been provisioned for him. So if I hit done, we can see here this device is enrolled in Contoso, and we've got a little control panel here that enables us to go and see details about that enrollment. Down the bottom here, we can also, if I just pop that up, we've got options to go and force a synchronization immediately. So if you need the device to go and check straight away for settings, you can hit that. Or you've got delete. So this would remove the partnership with the company from the device. So my device is now enrolled. And if I go back to my list here, we've got the company portal app showing up there. I'm not going to launch it just yet. We'll come back to that later on. If we look at, let's do Surface next. So here's my Windows RT device. Let me check I'm on the correct one. Yep. So this one's not actually enrolled yet, so it's reasonably fresh. It's just the one that's set up for Brad for the keynote. So on Surface, we're going to search again for company apps, if I can type it. If we look in settings here, we can see we've got the option to add company apps here. And it will go through exactly the same process, asking me for my username and password. So I'm going to use Brad's credentials again. And the super secret password. Again, this will go and verify with the Windows Intune service that those credentials are correct. Again, if ADFS was used, it would hit ADFS to verify the corporate credentials. And this would also come back and tell us that it's not actually found it because it doesn't know our server. So let me again say it's manage.microsoft.com. Ooh. And this will do the same kind of enrollment process that we saw on Windows Phone 8. So we'll go and verify that and bring it down. I will stress that in a production environment, if you're using ADFS and your corporate address, it's a lot more seamless. You don't have to go in and enter the manage.microsoft.com. It will automatically find it there. So there we go. That's connected me to the company network, and I've got the option here to go and install the company portal app. So if I tap on that, it's going to go and pull up a link to the company store. to the Windows Store to get the Company Portal app. And from here, we just go and hit install, and this will pull down my Company Portal to the device. So again, a very simple enrollment process to get the device connected, get it doing management, and bring down the self-service portal to the device. So let me show the same experience on iOS. So here's my iPhone that I have up here. So with the iPhone, it's slightly different in that we don't have a management agent on the device that we can launch to go and walk us through a wizard for that. Sure. Okay, let's see if that'll do. So what we do for iOS is we actually go to a website to do the enrollment. So if I... kill that window. There we go. So if I go to m.manage.microsoft.com, this is the portal that we use for iOS for enrolling it to the device. So assuming internet's still working for us, this will prompt me for my credentials. I'll enter my Brad credentials again. And the super secret password once more. That really is quite horrid on the screen, isn't it?
There you go.
There we go. Okay. And I entered my password incorrect. Oh, dear. Let's try that again. There we go. So it's actually hit the portal and it's realized that this device isn't enrolled. So I've got the option here to actually install the profile to the device. We use the Apple APIs to manage the device. So we use the management profiles that iOS has built in. Windows Intune will talk directly to those APIs. So there's no extra client that you need to install on the device to do the management. If I hit install here, this will go and pull down the management profile for my device. So you can see it's popped up the iOS dialog about installing the profile. I hit install, tell it yes, I want to install it. It does funky stuff like generating the key. Enrolling certificate. Installing profile. Do you really, really want to install it? Yes, please. So as I mentioned, we don't have a management client that we use on the device. We talk directly to the iOS APIs. Similarly, we don't have a self-service portal that we install on the device. What we do instead for iOS is, if I scroll down here, it says click here to get apps. This takes us to a web portal that we use for the device. So my end users can just hit that web page to go and find the applications that have been provisioned for their devices. There we go, and we can see I've got the get apps option. Helpfully, we also actually stick an icon on their home screen for that. So it's just a shortcut to the web portal that they can use to find their apps. Okay, I'll pass back to Jeffrey now.
Okay, so the next feature, so once a device is enrolled, we do collect inventory from those devices, which of course, and every time the device checks in with the management service, we get a delta of whatever might have changed related to the hardware and software on the device. For hardware, the properties that we collect do vary platform by platform because each of the platforms actually exposes different sets of properties that we can collect. But for the most part, it's the typical same set of hardware properties that you would expect to find from any of these mobile devices. Information about the firmware, about the size of the screen, et cetera. So you're able to make intelligent decisions about delivering apps, about what types of apps to build, et cetera, based on the actual diversity of clients that your users have. I'll also note that clients can be, quote unquote, dual managed. What I mean by that is that they're being managed because they connect through Exchange Active Sync. And so they may be getting policies from Exchange Active Sync. And when they do that connection with Exchange Active Sync, they do supply certain information in the handshake with the Exchange server that supplies some of that same kind of inventory information. If you've set up Configuration Manager or Windows Intune with a connector to your Exchange environment, we're able to collect that same information and then match the records. So you'll see a single device record, and it'll be an amalgamation of the information that was supplied both from Exchange in that handshake with the device, as well as information that we collect through management. And for devices that are only connected to Exchange, we'll collect whatever is available to us through the Exchange ActiveSync environment. App inventory, we do inventory for Windows RT and Windows Phone, the applications that have been installed on those devices, and for iOS. But for privacy reasons, we opted not to collect inventory for apps we did not do the install for. So you'll only see information for apps that were installed through the management client and through the portal that we offer. And then finally, the one key difference between mobile devices and for these modern mobile devices, and then management, of course, of your Windows PCs, desktops, laptops, and servers, is the inventory is limited by the set of inventory that's available through those manufacturers and through the operating system providers. And so we don't have the ability in this release to collect extensible hardware inventory. So you're not able to define your own information that you want to collect from these devices. And with that, we'll pop right back into a demo.
Server here. This is my demo environment that I'm remoted into. And thankfully, everything seems to be working nicely. If we look in here, we can actually see I've got my two Windows phones that are enrolled. So there's the one that I just enrolled now and my backup that's already enrolled there. We can see these two Surface devices are in here. I have an iPad, which is not actually with me at the moment, but is connected, and then the iPhone that I've just enrolled. So those devices have now popped up in Configuration Manager. They're doing their initial management sessions and the collection of inventory. So for something like the iPhone, the inventory data may not be there yet, but it will come down shortly. But if I go to the iPad that I've got and go across to Start Resource Explorer, we're using exactly the same tool to look at the inventory for the mobile device you would use for a PC. So again, this idea of unifying the management experience, making sure you've got the same tools to use. We're not introducing a new set of tools here. If I go into hardware on this iPad, we can go in and see various information. So like it's an iPad 3, this particular one. It's a 64-gig one. It currently has a password policy on it of 4, so that one's actually got a password restriction in place on it. So the usual kind of inventory information that you'd expect to see. Then if I go to something like the Surface, let's use the one that's already enrolled, and pull back the information here again. If I look through here, we can see the same kind of ideas. But you can notice we've got some different attributes in here. So as Jeffrey mentioned, there are some things we collect on certain platforms we don't collect on other platforms. Primarily, that's driven by what's available through the APIs in the operating system. One of the other things I like to kind of point out with Configuration Manager, of course, is the great reporting capability we have. So the ability to have SQL reports run on top of the database, and now with the Intune connector, that extends to the mobile space as well. We've increased the number of reports available within Configuration Manager. We've added a category for device management here with some additional reports. And then we can do things like pull back a report that shows us the devices that are in our environment. So you can see here my nice little pie chart that shows me the devices that I've got enrolled here. As I mentioned, some of the phones still report in their inventory, so they're not quite reflected in here just yet. Okay, back to the slides.
Okay, so moving on from inventory, we're going to talk a little bit about settings management. Again, this is the feature we used to call desired configuration management. It became rebranded to settings management or settings compliance management with Configuration Manager 2012. And hopefully what you're starting to see as Martin's been doing these demos, starting with inventory, but you'll see it again with settings management, we've really strived to provide a single pane of glass experience for you as the administrator working across all the diversity of devices that you interact with. So everything's fully integrated. The experiences that you walk through, the flows that you use are all exactly the same as if you were managing PCs and servers and desktops. The intent there is that at the end of the day, the activities you perform as administrator, whether it's managing settings policies or whether it's deploying software, is the same, even though there may be device-specific nuances to how things work. And as much as possible, we try to smooth those nuances so you don't have to worry about them. We'll worry about them. With settings, again, each of the devices does expose different sets of settings. And again, as with inventory, you may have devices that are being dual managed, getting policies both through the Exchange server, through an Exchange ActiveSync connection, as well as from Configuration Manager and Windows Intune. In that case, when the policies are reached on the device, all of these operating systems actually have the intelligence to figure out what is the most restrictive of the policies that are being applied to them, and that is what they will set on a setting-by-setting basis. And so then you're fully in compliance with the less restrictive one because your more restrictive policy is in place. Within Configuration Manager, again, what we've tried to do is provide a common set of settings through our wizard experience that you configure for mobile devices. And then we figure out the differences between different platforms and filter out the ones that are not applicable for a specific category of devices. So for example, if iOS does not have a setting that is enforced for Windows RT, so a good example is the simple password, or I forget what we call it now, but the one where you can use a picture password, photo password, on Windows RT. Obviously, that doesn't apply for iOS, but you can configure settings policies with us for Windows RT devices. But you can set up that policy generically and then apply it to all devices. And then for iPhone, we know that it doesn't apply and we'll report back that that particular setting is not applicable. So we'll report back for all these across all the diversity of devices, both whether the setting is applicable, whether it's in conformance with the policy and is compliant, and or if there was any error in discovery of the setting on the device. And, oh, I guess that kind of covers everything. As I said, platform by platform, there are some differences in the set of settings that are exposed and the ones that we currently manage. For the most part, the settings policies for password protection are common across them all, so we're able to configure things like the strength of the password, how many characters you allow, whether it needs to be a complex password, et cetera. And all of those apply across pretty much all the devices. The one exception, of course, is the one specific for Windows RT, the allow convenience password. So that's that, you know, being able to use a picture password. As we move on to some of the other settings, you'll see that here we start having a bigger difference in what platforms have specific settings allowed. So, for example, you cannot, in current releases of the Windows Phone and the Windows RT Windows OSs, you're not able to disable the camera, for example, whereas iOS actually does allow that setting to be applied. So we will take care of those differences for you. And then because we do have Exchange Connector, you can also manage all these settings through Exchange, but you can configure the policies from Config Manager, and we push it through our Exchange Connector to the Exchange ActiveSync servers. So. And because Exchange has different settings that can be applied that are specific to email, you are able to configure those settings all within your Config Manager admin console.
Okay, so now on to showing you settings management. So I've got my Configuration Manager server here. I'm sure you're familiar with the idea of the configuration items and baselines for PC management. Well, we do the same thing here for the devices as well. So if I go in and create a new configuration item here, give it a name, let's call it MMS demo, select the type of item that we want to configure here, so we're going to say mobile device. Now I get an option to select the kind of settings I want to apply. I'm just going to select password here. But if you select the other items, it will walk you through a wizard with a fairly simplified view of how to configure those items. But there's this interesting additional one down the bottom, configure additional settings. I can actually zoom in on that. There we go. Configure additional settings. This is kind of a handy little shortcut to actually go and see all settings. And I'll select this, and you'll see what comes up in the list with that. So if I look here, I've got the password settings. I'm going to just very simply say I'm going to require a 4-character password for my devices. And I've got the option down here to say remediate non-compliance settings and to set the severity for reporting. So if I want to actually flip the bit and enforce the setting, if it gets changed back somehow, or if I just want to report on whether something's not compliant, we can do that. So this is the configure additional mobile settings screen. If I go down and click on Add down here, it pulls up this very handy dialog that shows us all the policy settings that are available here and all the platforms that are supported. So you can quite happily scroll through the list and see every single policy setting that we support and the specific platforms. So we have some things like allow backup to iCloud, which are, of course, iOS only. I'm going to set that and say we're not going to allow that on these devices. We've also got things like the allow convenience logon that Jeffrey mentioned. I'm actually going to select that one as well and say we're not going to enable that on our devices. So I've got my settings in there. I've set a password setting. I've set an iOS setting. And I've set an RT setting there. And we can see in our list we've got a view of the policies that I've added in the additional settings. If I click next, I get the option to say what platforms am I actually going to deploy this policy to. So I'm just going to say it's going to go out to Windows Phone 8, Windows 8, and iPhone. This will then take that information, look at the policies that you've got, and come back with a report that says, okay, these policies are only going to apply to these particular platforms. As Jeffrey mentioned, we take care of making sure the right policy goes to the right platform. So something like the iCloud policy, we won't try and put it down on a Windows Phone device. But as you're going through and building your policy, you get the information back about what you've configured and which platforms will not support that. And, of course, you can export that and save that off if you need to keep it for reference. So there's my configuration item created. And then just the same as you do for a PC, you go in and create a baseline. I'm going to create a brand new baseline here, my MMS baseline, and add that particular configuration item to it. And again, your baseline can contain multiple configuration items that are hidden in various platforms, whether it's PC or mobile, and we'll take care under the hood of actually putting the right settings out to the right devices. So that's my baseline created. I will then go and deploy this out. I've got the option here, of course, to remediate non-compliant rules, the kind of things you would usually expect, the collection that you want to target. I'm just going to send this out to all my users. And then a schedule, so if you want to actually apply an evaluation schedule for that. So I'm going to drop this right down here. So that's my policy created within Configuration Manager. Configuration Manager will take the mobile parts of that policy, send them up to Windows Intune with information about how they've been targeted in terms of the collection, and they'll be there waiting for the devices. So when the device next checks in to do a management session, it'll get that policy and apply it to the device. Now, I ought to point out there is a little bit of latency in there. The connector doesn't talk constantly to Intune, which from a network bandwidth point of view is a good thing. So there can be a delay of a few minutes before that actually gets up to Intune and is ready for the devices. So if you're doing testing and want to see the effect of a policy, you might have to set it in Configuration Manager, wait a few minutes before you actually go to the devices and actually get them to check for policy. So I'm just going to switch over to my Surface device here. This is the one that I had that was already enrolled. I just want to show you a handy little tip for when you're doing testing here. In terms of kind of the enrollment of the device, in the company apps control panel, the only option you had there was to install the company application. So how do we actually go and kind of nudge the device and tell it to check in again? Well, if I search from the home screen for schedule tasks, and look under settings, pull up the task scheduler for Windows. If I go and expand my task library out, and look under Microsoft, Windows, Enterprise Management, we have a couple of tasks there that are the mobile device management tasks. So if we want to actually go and nudge our tablet to go and talk to the management server immediately, we can actually go in there and look at this maintenance task and kick it off immediately. So that will actually run the task to make the device go and check with Windows Intune straight away. So let me refresh. Did that run? 10.07. It's not run just yet. Come on. It's not playing ball. Generally, you would be able to run it. You would see it kick over to say it's running, and the device would talk to the server. On the Windows Phone side, if I switch back to my Windows Phone device, let's zoom out a bit, refocus. If I go back into settings here in the company apps settings app, I showed you earlier where we've got this option to go and sync with the server now. If I go and hit that, that'll go and talk to Windows Intune and actually go and get the latest policy set down for the device. And it's not got a policy yet, which means our server hasn't quite replicated it up to Windows Intune. But if we left it for 5 minutes or so and came back, refreshed the policy, we'd see it apply to the device. With the iOS devices, so the iPhone, iPad, unfortunately, Apple don't give us a way in the management profile capability to go and make it check with the server immediately. So we're reliant on it checking based on its schedule. So the next time it goes up to the management point, it would get the policy down then.
Okay. So finally, the last set of features that we're going to talk about is retire and wipe. So retire is all about taking a device out of management, so you're no longer getting policies applied to it, and you're no longer have the capability of browsing for and installing applications. Retire can be performed either by the user or by the administrator. So you're able to initiate a retirement of a device from the admin console. The user can, depending on the platform, can go into to initiate the unenrollment from on Windows Phone and Windows RT from the same location that they initiated originally. And for iOS, they have to go into their into the settings applet on or app on iOS and locate the management certificate that was provisioned down there, and then remove the management profile. The process of retirement has slightly different effects on each of the different platforms. So again, platform by platform, there are some variations in how they behave. On Windows Phone, we will actually uninstall applications that had been installed through the management client. Windows RT, the Windows Teams implementation, does not auto uninstall apps. But one of the things that it does do is, in order to for us to install apps, I mentioned earlier that we require what's called a sideloading key. This is essentially a certificate that enables that capability on the device. So that's the way that we actually install these apps, is through quote-unquote sideloading. When we when you disenroll or remove the device, we actually will remove that sideloading key. The effect that that has is, although the apps remain, any app that was actually sideloaded will not be able to be launched. So the rationale for the Windows team is that on most of these platforms, like with Windows Phone, when you remove the app, the data that's with that app is also removed. In this case, Windows wanted to preserve that data, so they don't, so they aren't removing the app nor its data. But again, the app itself cannot be launched any longer. And of course, you cannot install any new apps. iOS, right now, we take no operation, so we don't attempt to uninstall the applications. We're looking in, Apple does expose that capability, so we're assessing that for a future release potentially, but At this time, we don't. We just leave the apps as they were on the iOS device. So that's retire. The second one, in the case of a lost device or a stolen device, or if a bad termination for a user who's no longer with the company, you may want to initiate the next category up, which is a wipe. Wipe has, again, different effects across the different platforms. And here as well, we're able to leverage both our management connection with the device, as well as leveraging Exchange Active Sync. So for any device that is dual managed, the wipe command will be sent through both channels. This has a couple of effects. One is that hopefully one of them is more rapid than the other. So it's a quicker reaction time. And then the other thing is it just increases the likelihood that that wipe command actually will be received and acknowledged by the device. You are able to, from the admin console, to cancel a wipe request, and then we'll also send that cancellation request to Exchange. So if the device is subsequently found and you don't want the wipe to go through and it hasn't yet taken effect, you can actually preempt that action from occurring. So the behaviors platform by platform. So a wipe on iOS and Windows Phone does a full factory reset, removes all apps, all data, wipes it clean, sets it back to the way it was when the device was purchased. For Windows RT, as well as for Windows devices, Windows 8 devices whose native mail client is connected to Exchange Active Sync, the only wipe command that will take effect is the one that goes through the Exchange channel. And all it does is actually remove the Exchange email from that device and remove the Exchange configuration on that device. And that's the only thing that a wipe command will do for any Windows device, including Windows RT. For Android, again, the only command that we send for Android is through Exchange Active Sync. We're, for the purposes, as I said at the beginning, for the purposes of settings management, settings policy management, for inventory, et cetera, we are only relying on Exchange in this release for management of Android. And so that's the channel that we leverage for sending that command. And the behavior on Android, although this one says ES, the only effect is that the mailbox is removed. It's actually dependent on how the specific Android device and the OS has implemented it, as well as how the mail client on that device chooses to acknowledge the request. So you may see different behaviors on different platforms of Android. For example, a device coming from Samsung may be very different from one coming from another manufacturer. And that's just the nature of the diversity that Android has on its side. And then Windows 7 below, because there is no Exchange Active Sync type client, Outlook does not leverage EAS to connect to Exchange, so there's no operation for earlier versions of Windows. And do we have a demo?
We do have a demo. Okay.
You'd think I'd know that.
Before I go to demo, I'll just switch back to my Windows Phone device that's sitting under the Wolf Vision here. While Jeffrey was talking, it did actually receive its policy. Zoom out a bit. There we go. So I've got the policy down here that's requiring me to set up a password for the device. We'll make it nice and secure. So now this device is password protected, same as you would get through with a password policy on Exchange. Very simple behavior there. In terms of kind of the retiring and wipe, I mentioned before that in our company settings, scroll down, there it is. We've got the option down the bottom here to delete the partnership. That is retiring, so the user can choose to retire their device themselves from there. And if I go over to my Surface device, I'm in my company portal here, and you can see the devices that I've got enrolled. This is the five devices across the table here. If I looked at the Surface device, down the bottom right-hand corner, you've got the remove option. Again, that's the ability for the user to go and retire the device themselves from the company. If I look at my Windows Phone device, down the bottom I've got the wipe as well. So as Jeffrey mentioned, we don't do a wipe on the Surface, but we can do the wipe on the Windows Phone because the platform provides the API to enable that. So as a user, I can go and actually do those things myself from my device. On the server side of things, if I flick back to my Configuration Manager server, under devices, if I go and select one of the devices, we can see in the ribbon, we've got the retire or wipe option up here, which enables us to go and select whether we want to do the retire or wipe. And again, if I select the surface, it only gives us the retire option. So again, depending on the device platform, you can carry those out. So let me have a go at retiring some of these, and we'll see if they retire before the end of the session. Let's go and wipe the Windows phone. Of course, within Configuration Manager, I've not got reporting open. All this information is stored in the SQL database about the kind of actions you're carrying out on the devices, so you can actually pull back the reports and say, okay, what devices have a pending wipe still, which devices have been wiped in the last X number of days. So you've got a good level of reporting capability around the lifecycle management of the devices there. Okay, so that was it for the slide content. I was just asked to promote the competition we have going on. If you want to drop by the booth, there's some questions, and your name can go in to win. I think it's a Surface RT. So do stop by the booth and check that out.
I only clicked once, and I guess it wants to skip all those slides.
Okay, so we've got plenty of time for questions. We're happy to take questions. There are mics set up. If you want to come and ask your questions, thank you for listening. Thanks.